is 22 minutes past 10. You are listening to Vuma 103. This is Till Noon on a Wednesday morning. And we are very excited, let me say, to welcome back somebody we have not seen in a while. We are live on Facebook. Zama's doing the things in the studio. We're live on Facebook if you want to check out who's in the studio with me to do
The Forum.
The Forum is back, which means, it can only mean one thing, that Funda Bentlemyeza is in the his house. Go check him out on Facebook. He's looking bright and sunny like the weather outside. Good morning, Dabe, and
good
welcome.
Good morning, Vanessa. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for giving me another opportunity in life to give it a shot and reawaken the consciousness of the people.
Yeah.
Good morning, listeners. We're back, Vuma 103.
Look, perhaps I must explain. We did not do the show with Ndabe during lockdown because it's more impactful when he's with us in the studio. And my phone lines were not doing it for me. So we are back. We are live. He's in the studio. Let's get to the topic here, Jenam Sanjay. Today, we're talking about the things that happened during lockdown. A lot of things were pushed to the fore. Inkinga, Zami, Zako, Zetu were heightened. And so, asiqalela phupho Ndabe ukuthi yini ama personality lawa sihlala sikhulunywa sikhuluma ngawo imapi lawa avele agqama kakhulu and all the bad things about those personalities. Obviously, mawuvalelekile endlini kunjanjani nezinto njengoba understand uncertainty, job security, yonke into ibiphethe. So, what are some of the issues that faced us all during this pandemic?
Vanessa, e personality disorder even yaqhakamba yaphumela obala yashina sisizim ne psychopathy by 100 meters ngemuva kube Machiavellianism. Yaqanjwa ngo Niccolo Machiavelli, who was a philosopher who used to preach power above humanity.
Okay.
So I'm a psychologist. Long time ago, I say ebuka the depth of this by studying his own personality. But discover what he ever be baninga abantu abanele disorder. Ngifuna ukusho ngezulu ngamabomu Vanessa, ngoba ngifuna umlaleli ayizwe khona ezoyeka ukujudge umuntu but observe ukuthi yena uself akanawo yini lama qualities or characteristics esiswabone kubantu abama Machiavellian. Eyokuqala nje into babona ngayo Vanessa, they've got lowest empathy for anything, wife, kids and everybody in the house, including their own mother.
Empathy,
ukuzwelana Vanessa, ukuzwelana, akona ukuzwela. Now ba ma masters ochwepheshe ekufundeni is situation where there are human beings, especially kuma gathering. The reason why they master the technique basuke befuna ukutadisha ama victims abo nema preys abo ukuthi ubani ngizogadla kuyena, because they are masters of predatory instinct. Enye into Vanessa, they highlight imali over a relationship, over uthando, over a death. Kubona money comes first, then human beings come ten.
Well, let's just pause there, because hello, in the news at the moment, I'm seeing there's probably a lot of Machiavellian personalities that have been brought to book.
Yes.
If you are valuing money over life itself.
Over life, yes. To them, their language is money.
Okay.
To move is money. To dress is money. To die is money. To live is money. They even exploit dead people among Machiavelli. They don't care. The end justify the means. And yet, in the Vanessa, they constantly use the flattery. Oh, but flattery. You look stunning. Machiavelli doesn't mean that. It's behind that tongue in cheek. How do I get you down?
How do I get you vulnerable so you can open up?
Vulnerable is they see you naked. Machiavelli will never see you dressed up. They can never reveal their true intentions. In fact, with a Machiavellian husband, a boyfriend, or a wife, you never know where you stand with them. Bafuna ukuhlale bekufaka we guilt so that uzoloku ncenga i-association not underborn. This can be very draining, but let me tell you something. Banama victim specific. Abantu bayebathi, kodwa undabe ufunani kulosisi. bashwe ukuthi anim understand sekushundabeke anim understand mina ngikufanele ngim understand aye iMachiavellian yakusetha up yakconcretize sikufaka kwitrap what we call Machiavellian trap and awukwazi ukuphuma khona uphuma ngama antidepressants or uphume with intensive and severe counseling.
So wait, let's pause there while we look at ourselves or look at our close relatives, friends, significant others, and try and see if that fits what you are saying today. But I want to just go back to the term itself, Machiavellian. The word Machiavellian, asiyazing or Tupac, it was a song or an album. Tupac fans will bazongichazela kahle, but it was about the guy who was supposed to have died. There's something about his death and how he didn't die, or was there nothing like that that comes to mind?
No. It's a myth that happened after.
That's a myth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But what Tupac was doing there, he was trying to show a society that is trapped in Machiavellian disorders. He did a good job. I wish he had explained further, man. So it was left upon human beings to investigate and excavate what was Tupac's intention of actually giving such a beautiful piece of art. Remember, he was an artist.
Yes, of course. Yeah, a very deep artist as well. All right, so now that these Machiavellian personalities, you say they've come to the forefront during this time. So where is it possible for lamanye ama personality disorder, esale sikhuluma ngawo ama narcissist, ama psychopath, wonke labo, ukuthi they developed into Machiavellians or basalile nje, they've fallen by the wayside?
They fell by the wayside because they had no arena to play.
Okay.
Abantu abacishe balandela ama Machiavellian ama histrionics onontandwa kubukwa. Yeah, ama histrionics. Ama histrionics ayahamba ayoposta in somebody's Rolls Royce in the parking area. Ebe sithi digital acishwe iloko zibe ngathi yakhe. They'll go and borrow clothes.
I'm going home, it's okay.
Ama histrionics, they'll borrow clothes. I histrionic ayingene esontweni ingekho indawo yayo yokuhlala. Izo cause drama. Cause akuhlehlisiwe ingane besishaya ngehiqo.
Okay.
Afike ebese vula iPad yakhe. Yabo umfundisi amlinda azaqede ehlale phansi ihistorionic emva kwalokho ke bese iyayiphephetha kanje. Ibeke isikhwama se-Elvito sekwayo ihistorionic.
Angihleki yena.
Ama histrionics avuka ekuseni. Ayohlala ema-restaurants adla aza hambe ngo-3 ebese thi uyi-brand posters bize nge-brand. So
Musukhleka Vanessa. Help me. I can't even.
Vanessa musukhleka.
Angihleki yazi. I mean, ahleka never. All right, so we've got these two very unique personalities that we all know, the Machiavellian, the histrionic, that have become prominent during this time. So what does that mean to somebody who's in relation with one of those personalities? How are those people dealing, or how have they dealt with the elevated Machiavellianness of this individual during this time? How has the other person who's in contact with them had to deal with them?
Abantu besifazane who were predisposed to Machiavellians on antidepressants, abanye the attending counseling. You can't survive a Machiavellian and you be right. Yeah, you see, that's the thing. What is critical when I say what you are saying? You've just touched something in me. Oh, by the way, these personalities, as a result of the pandemic, zenziwe neuroticism kanye ne fear and paranoia, because they became paranoid. So they did not have the skill to survive the pandemic. What did they do? They put their foot forward, because nobody was prepared to put his foot forward, and then they came into our attention. That was it.
A lot of behavior that is cray cray is based on fear. Lots of things are based on
definitely,
fear.
Definitely, yeah. So, the unhealed parts of your personality.
Exactly. So if you're a Machiavellian, what is it that you're fearing in a situation like a pandemic?
You are afraid of being discovered who you really are in terms of your
weaknesses,
in terms of your social standing, money, appearance, and your image. And you protect those with venom.
Yeah,
you know that. You can imagine a pastor who's a Machiavellian. By the way, we have a lot of them, and they'll destroy the congregation to a point where. Oh, by the way, they first 6 supporters before they started distracting. Ubonile kwenzeke ndikuma Machiavellian pastors during the pandemic. They fell by their own swords. And they're not going to recover. Let me be honest with them, because people have woken up. Vanessa, during the pandemic, who actually woke up. But in depth, it led to divorces, separation, and trauma within the relationship space. Go manje, Vanessa, Those are turbocharged relationships. And zero desperation. Remember, a lot of desperation in the past 8 months came to the forefront. Abantu baqala bayibona ngamehlo ilo self esteem. Khona abantu bebazi ukuthi ithwile self esteem but bengayazi. But this time bayibone ngabo. So that basebenzama ukupolish self image yabo. In the process of doing that, they were sinking to the deeper end. And the mama kavilen, they had a full day to those people. Avena bathakhetha kamnandi because they're vulnerable. Simple as that.
Just like what? Shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, and what about catfishing? Which became very prominent again. I saw a catfishing, Vanessa, I used to laugh. I'm not a socialist. Mm-hmm. I'm not a socialist in Kazumuntu. Socialist and political. A socialist in
social media.
Social media.
Yeah.
But I saw people sinking and cuddling in their deathbed as a result of a pandemic in terms of trying to hold on to something that they were not aware, that they did not prepare themselves for what was going to happen. And they found themselves with new images. They tried to go to funerals in order to enhance their branding, as they call it. But it did not work.
Sure.
And there were no weddings on it. I'm waiting for two brothers. So a lot of people began to experience a trauma which is caused by the fact that they could not be exposed to the media that they were accustomed to.
So that feeds something in you, surely. I mean, there's something on, can I say, I can't say the place, the site where we watch things. Some people will understand what I'm talking about, but there's a whole documentary right now about social media, the social dilemma, about how it actually is destroying our self-esteem instead of trying to build us up as a people, because we all go there for my likes, our posting, check my likes. God, I'm glad you're wearing, I'm 1,000, I must be the man or the woman. So that's what you're talking about, is
yes,
that the absence has now led you to go back and have to look at yourself as a human being, not as a social media honey or macho guy.
As a honey posted image of yourself, yes.
At the end of the day. Kuningi.
Look at Vanessa myself. They really expose which we are totally narcissist. We're looking at our images in the swimming pools. Find a muntu omile obuka image yakhe ku swimming
pool. What was that? It was narcissist was the guy, and he fell in the water.
Yeah, that's the actual guy. Why is Zamu kuzibuka kodwa engekho happy with what he was seeing? Wagcine phonsa ke manje.
So that's where the term narcissism comes from a guy narcissist who was looking at himself in the water.
He would change images.
And then wow.
Wow, phonsa ke manje. Ironically, Vanessa. Ironically, not even one. All partners of Machiavellian don't want to hear the truth because they are afraid of knowing the truth about the situation they find themselves in.
Here's what I need to find out, and very quickly with that point in mind, we all have found out through you the idea that with narcissists, especially they are attracted to I'm an empath. Empath as a personality, codependence as well as a personality. Is it the same for Machiavellians? Who's their equal and opposite?
They like the wounded bird syndromers. They thrive on them. The wounded bird syndromers. A wounded bird syndrome is an intricate relationship disorder where you remain with a faulty, sick person because of trouble. And we know what such people are so much in the family structure since they come from codependent families or addictive family structure. So Machiavellian, they'll leave even a stunning woman by a victim. And is a protector up to the last. Ghosting and entitlement. Oh, come on. They've rewritten the script of breadcrumbing. Actually, he'll beat you to pulp. Kodwa futhi akafihli mekhuluma ne girlfriend yakhe phambi kwakho etafuleni nihle umyeni wakho njalo lo bathu king kusentambama
wow
linde ngilinde yabona ngosungibangela isicefe njengale khaya
wow
besefakela yazi engathi na usungibangela isicefe njengale khaya ebesevala ifone ebeke phansi aqhubeka kahle yabo adlalisa ingane unlike the narcissist, iMachiavelli besibheka ubuso bakho ukuthi are you reacting? You've got to show a little bit of a smile. Khona izodlulela phambili.
And if you don't?
Mina ngizwana nomuntu ongazi ukuthi ngikhulumani la efonini ebeseqhamukeze ezohlina nje. Kuzokwenza ukuthi ngibuye Sunday ke le.
I'm leaving this guy. I don't even know him. Ngiyamshiya
ngiyabiyeka. Ababashiva
ne. I understand, but I'm like, I don't even know this Machiavellian.
There's another strategy that Machiavelli will use if any exposure to affluence or money. They will buy you an expensive car. They say, ifake tracker. Ne phone yakho ayifake i-tracker futhi. So that awukwazi ukunyakaza uyeka left or uyeka right. Uzothola i-SMS hayi phone call. Etwenzani Soweto manje zo-3.
Sathu sayikhiphile
now. Sekuphelile njalo yabo. And uzobuya, emva kwalokho uma usubuya, ave uzofika usuncenga. Ukuthi I had to go in ngiyobona unswakhe, babes, I'm so sorry. I would have told you ukuthi ngithe ngiyakufoyela ngangakuthola. Athi ngiye ngakhuluma. Ukwangizwa ngikhuluma? Sekuphelile njalo.
0659337172 Vuma FM, the forum, inviting you to comment. I know it's hard because, yeah, Sisonke, on that one, it's difficult. But there is a WhatsApp from Anonymous, Putindabe Engenayo right now. Uti, oh my goodness, I am dating a Machiavellian guy. I'm on antidepressants as we speak. I want to get out, but I don't even know how, with crying face emojis. Amaningi.
Memaningi, Vanessa, then it's a cry for help. Yeah. I would implore her, behind the back of the Machiavellian, which her access to counseling. Ama Machiavellians, counseling. They can even pick up the phone and insult and threaten the counselor.
Yeah, that's what worries me. Ndabe, in this whole conversation, let's bring it to South Africa 2020 with the gender-based violence as a topic that we cannot run away from, because now it's all of Pine Town. There's just, it's a lot, and it's too much. Are they prone to violence? I'm a Machiavellian if you try to leave.
They'll beat you to pulp. Ebese hamba yena ayo report akubo. Case engelona iqiniso ukuthi efonini yakho ubamba ukuthi uyajola, you know, something like that. They create stories njengoba ngithi uyakumonitor. Vanessa, how do you explain yourself ukuthi ubukamashi kwakhe uthathe imoto yami? Akusayona imoto yakho, uthathe imoto yami waya ke-boyfriend yakho kwakhe. Angithi kakhe kuno-ex wakho, hayi ukuthi ubuyekela. I'm talking about iguy ka-14 years ago. 14 years ago, kodwa uzoshayela yena. They even suffer from severe retroactive jealous. Abe jealous nge oyakhe seyashona. Acale kubuza nge oyakho enjani Vanessa? Eseyashona.
Here's my worry though. You say, like Anonymous said, she doesn't know how to get out. She is aware that she's dating a Machiavellian personality disordered guy. She doesn't know how to get out. You suggest counseling. What I also do know about human nature is that if you go for counseling, you start to behave differently. You start setting your boundaries.
Yes.
You start respecting yourself. You start. The pushback, usually when you start setting boundaries in any personality type, wherever you are, if sebenzini kwi family, kubangani, kwi boyfriend, wherever you are, if you start to set your own boundaries, I pushback yakhona ngoba abantu abathandi nje. Mawushintsha. What happens in that case?
What will happen, Vanessa? There's something very peculiar. As you establish your highest levels of self-awareness, you establish your correct emotional boundaries, you start loving yourself, then they will then remove your attention when I go to your girlfriend. Which actually gives you space. Because you'll never find a Machiavellian in a girlfriend. It's either no 5, no baby mama about 3. And no one can treat you like a fanai. Kota no one can nipila under the pocket of lie. A pocket of lies there. And uyakwazi la manga kukwaphinda. Nayo into engiyisaba ngama Machiavellians, they never forget their lie. Yabo istori singekho, siphindwa relentlessly. They can beat even a lie detector system. Mm. You know, that's how cool these guys are. They are beloved in other environments because they know how to sell a false image. Whilst among narcissists, they will sell a poor image of themselves.
No, but I know narcissists are very charming.
No, they are. But they are charming, but they are charming ngoba kukhona into abafuna ukwenzinjani. We gain a kuwena in particular. But I'm a narcissist, are charming generally. They'll charm a child, charm an elder, charm a pastor, and charm even a dying person in the ICU.